大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
早晨，好高兴喺度再见到大家。
I'm glad to see everyone here today.
喺过去呢几个星期
，In the past few weeks，
无论我哋系边一个都好
，No matter who we are，
我相信都系一个好动荡不定嘅时间。
And we can feel that we are in a chaotic time.
有时即系佢 wonder 吓啊点啲嘢几时可以先至完呢
？So we might wonder when things will end.
但我另外一次被提醒，正经提醒我哋。
At the same time, the Bible reminds us.
只有耶稣先系就掌管一切嘅王。
And only Christ is the one who
喺佢里面
watch over everything.
喺佢里面，我先至可以揾到呢个稳确。
Only in Him we have peace.
佢系我哋最宝贵嘅。
And He should be our the most precious one.
我哋听一齐嚟祈祷。
Let's bow our heads.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
在所有万物、一切宇宙万物的当中
，In this world, all your creations.
每一寸的地方都是你在你掌管之下。
And every inch on this earth is ruled by you.
你叫万物都要来到你的面前去认识你。
So everything will come to you and get to know you.
你尊主你为王。
And call you the king.
就在今天的崇拜的里面。
And during our worship today,
在我们的诗歌和我们的祈祷
，in our prayer, in our praise,
在我们的讲道
，and in our sermon,
求主你都继续去教导，去帮助我们明白。
May Lord, may you teach us, help us to understand.
我们这样祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all this in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.无论是披头四的时代或者到今天很多的演唱会的里面
From the era of the Beatles to the pop singer nowadays
当些人见到他的偶像的歌星出现的时候
When people see the idols and singer appears in the concerts
他们会随着群众的大声的呼喊
The fans and the crowds would go wild and they were screaming loudly And they may move the body involuntarily to the music.
好似啲全世界嘅烦恼咧，都喺一刻嘅里面去俾人揈甩咗。
And during that moment, it seems like all the troubles in the world has melted away.
佢哋会话你听，话呢一个系好震撼嘅经验。
And to many, that experience might be stunning and powerful.
系一个好有治疗性嘅经验。
And to some, it might be therapeutic.
但之后他们又回到他们日常的生活了。
However, after they return to their daily lives,
这些东西并没有带给他任何的生活行为的改变。
And these experiences haven't changed anything for them.
人追求的只不过是一些感官上 的经验。
And people are pursuing this sensory experience.
而不期待或者都不想这些经验会改变他们。
And they don't expect and they don't want this experience to change them.
今天的经文看见有一班群众也是这样的这么兴奋。
And in today's scripture, we see this crowd it's in a similar way.
你看到约翰福音讲啊，约翰福音讲佢话揸住个树枝咁去迎接耶稣。
In the book of Matthew, it said they hold the branches to welcome Jesus.
咁佢第九节佢讲啊。
In verse 9, he says.
佢话田行后随嘅众人啊，喊着说：和撒那！归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当听从的，高高在上，和撒那。
It says the crowd that went before him and the crowd that followed him was shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!"
佢哋其实佢喺度喊着，系唱紧一首佢成日都唱嘅诗歌。
They're actually singing a song.
他是唱紧旧约嘅里面诗篇第118篇第25到第26节。
They're actually singing a psalm in Psalm 118 verses 25 and 26.
因为佢哋过几日就系犹太人嗰个逾越节。
Because after a few days, it will be the Passover for the Jewish.
好多人从各地各国城嘅里面翻到耶路撒冷去过年。
And people will be returning back to Jerusalem to celebrate.
佢一路行嘅时候，因为喺个山路，喺个行紧山路嘅时候，一路就喺度唱紧歌。
As they walking along the mountain path, they are singing.
都包括喺个诗篇118篇在内嘅好多首嘅诗篇。
And including in Psalm 118, there are many psalms in there.
和撒那 Hosanna.
Hosanna, this word.
喺原文希伯来嘅发音
，is come from Hebrew。
啊，好似我哋就惯咗唱 Hallelujah 或者阿门嘅咁样一样。
Just like the word Hallelujah and Amen。
啊，和撒那个原本嘅意思系求救嘅咁嘅意思。
The original meaning of Hosanna is mean to save us。
啊，诗篇118篇廿五节佢话耶和华求你拯救。
In Psalm 118:25, it says, "Lord, save us."
啊，求你拯救呢个字就系和撒那呢个字。
Lord, save us is the word Hosanna.
即系话当佢害怕嘅时候啊，和撒那，求你救我啦。
Because when they are in fear, they call out this word Hosanna.
啊，而当佢咁样去呼求求救嘅时候
，When he called out the word for Lord to save us,
诗人亦都讲俾听，神已经系救咗佢哋噶啦。
The poems already said that they already saved by God.
嗱，即系咁慢慢后来嘅意思，和撒那诗变成一个赞美主。
However, after a while, the Hosannas were evolved into praise the Lord.
啊，赞美主，你拯救咗我。
And praise the Lord who saved them.
赞美主，救恩已经嚟到呢度啦。
Praise the Lord, the salvation has come.
啊，佢哋就喺度恳求，喺度赞美耶和华嚟拯救佢哋。
And they are praising God and hoping.
啊！佢拯救啊！求耶和华拯救佢个选民以色列人。
And hope that God would save Israelite, the chosen people.
吓，曾经用佢大能嘅手拯救佢哋出咗埃及。
God had saved them from Egypt.
啊，并且带佢哋啊从秘掳嗰度巴比啊秘掳嘅地方翻嚟耶路撒冷。
And return them to Israel from the captive place.
佢今日佢哋都同樣係被受到外族人嘅欺壓。
At the same time, right now they were facing the oppression from the foreign ruler.
個宗教嘅自由受到限制。
And the religious freedom is restricted.
好重嘅税收。
And they also heavily taxed.
佢哋要小心，佢哋要講嘅係乜嘢
？And they watch out for what they say.
正如我哋今日都面對緊嘅一樣。
And seems like we are facing the same today.
係一個混亂同不安嘅時候。
In a time of chaotic and insecurity.
所以佢哋喺嗰度期待緊神差派一位拯救者嚟。
And they were looking forward for a quick savior for them.
就係神喺舊約應許過嘅嗰位尼賽亞君王。
And that was the Messiah God has promised in the Old Testament.
就在創世記第三章十五節。
In Genesis chapter 3,
自從人犯罪墮落了之後
，verses 15 after the fall of humanity，
人就期待嗰位能夠真係踐踏蛇嘅頭嘅嗰個女人後裔。
Men are seeking and looking forward to the descendant of the woman who would trample on the serpent's head.
喺洪水之後
，and after the flood。
神拣选咗亚伯拉罕同埋佢哋一家。
God chose Abraham and his family.
亚伯拉罕因住信，佢俾神听为义。
Because of his faith, God called him the righteous man.
并且话佢哋能够有好多嘅后裔。
And promised him to have a lot of offspring.
并且有一个君王同佢而出，成为万国嘅祝福。
And including a king coming from his descendant.
上次讲到创世记第四十九章。
In Genesis 49.
讲到话雅各喺度祝喺讲喺祝福佢众子嘅时候
，When Jacob blessed his children，
预言有一个君王会从犹大嘅家里面出嚟
，And he prophesied there will be a king that who will come from the family of Judah。
而呢个君王就应验咗喺大卫嗰个身上
，And this king have fulfilled on Jacob。
而且神应许过话。在世世代代永远有大卫的后裔坐在这个王座上面。
And God also promised there will be descendants of David from generations to generation.
就算是被掳了之后，亡国被掳了之后。
After the captivity and the fall of the kingdom.
先知继续预言到这位尼赛亚会来，还有怎样会来。
And the prophets continue to prophesy the coming of the Messiah and how this Messiah would come.
当来到新约讲到马太福音第一章第一节讲到耶稣的家谱的时候
And coming to the New Testament in the book of Matthew chapter 1
他就说亚伯拉罕的后裔大卫的子孙耶稣基督的家谱
Talk about the genealogy of Jesus Talk about the descendants of Abraham and descendants of David
啊，佢咁样讲嘅时候，即系话佢想讲话，即系耶稣就系嗰大卫嘅子孙。
He talked about Jesus is the descendant of David.
吓，系曾应许过嗰个王嗰个后裔。
It's a promise that of the promise of God for the descendant.
啊，即系嗰个证实耶稣系王嗰个合法性。
Reference to the legality of Jesus as the king.
啊，佢系藉着神咗立个约而嚟嘅。
And through the promise of God, he came.
啊，耶稣就系要神咗预备，要将自己嘅百姓从罪恶当中拯救出嚟嗰位。
And Jesus, the one who came by the promise of God to save His people.
喺圣经里面记载到耶稣嘅出生同埋佢嘅生平。
In the Bible, it recorded Jesus' birth and his life.
啊，喺新约里面都系记载到吓，有佢嘅死同埋佢嘅复活。
It's also recorded his life and his death.
就系要喺嗰度去应验吓旧约先知所讲过嘅预言过嘅说话。
So through that, it fulfilled all the prophecy from the Old Testament.
吓，佢喺嗰度佢证明啊，那神历代以嚟系几咁嘅信实同埋去守约。
This is also proof that God's faithfulness to all generations.
啊，当呢一切预言应验咗喺耶稣身上嘅时候。
All this fulfillment onto Jesus himself.
啊，就证明呢个圣经所讲过有几咁嘅准确，同埋有几咁嘅权威。
It proves how accurate and the authority of the Bible.
啊，证明耶稣基督就系呢个尼赛亚，就系神嘅儿子。
It proved Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God.
所以我哋整本圣经新约同埋旧约。
Therefore, for the entire Bible, the Old and the New Testament.
啊。其实都讲着紧同一个嘅救赎嘅故事。
It talks about the one single story.
喺旧约嘅里面点样预备，喺新约里面点样去成全。
And how the Old Testament set to prepare, and how the New Testament to fulfill.
啊，所以我哋嚟睇圣经嘅时候
，So when we read the Bible，
啊，唔系净系睇自己觉得自己有用嘅圣经文。
We should not only read the part that we find it's useful for us.
唔好净系睇我哋自己喜欢睇嘅经文。
Not only read the passages that we like to read.
我话乃系我哋从整本嘅圣经去嚟思想，嚟思想神嘅作为。
But we should read the Bible the entirety of it and think of the glory of God.
喺整本圣经读嗰时候，去赞美神嘅作为。
And the entire Bible, and we should praise the Lord.
啊，圣经就系神嘅话语。
Bible is the word of God.
系冇错误嘅，系可我哋可以信得过嘅。
And there's no error, and it's trustworthy.
啊，藉着呢个阅读同埋专讲嘅时候
，reading and in study the Bible.
啊，圣灵就藉着佢来打开我哋人嘅心，去认识神同埋顺服神。
And Holy Spirit will open our hearts and and let us know God more.
但究竟当时的人啊，点样先知道耶稣就系旧约咗预言嘅嗰个尼赛亚王呢
？So how did the people in the past know Jesus was the Messiah？
啊，耶稣一出世之后啊，出嚟传道之后，佢行咗好多嘅神迹。
When Jesus for his life, he performed many miracles.
但系耶稣禁止佢哋，甚至系佢哋门徒公开嘅去宣认佢就嗰位要嚟嘅基督。
But he directed his disciple not to proclaim he was the Messiah.
啊，就算喺登山变像之后
，even though when he up in the mountain.
啊，第十七章第九节马太福音
，in Matthew chapter 7 verses 9.
佢话下山的时候，耶稣吩咐他们说：人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将所看见的告诉人。
And as they were coming down the mountain.Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead."
啊，连门徒啊，要到耶稣复活之后
，even for the disciple after the resurrection of Christ，
圣灵先至让佢哋明白耶稣所讲过嘅同埋所做过嘅一切。
And the Spirit would let them fully understand what Jesus said and what he had done.
啊，去到马太福音第二十章嘅时候
，in Matthew chapter 20。
耶稣知道的时候已经到了。
Jesus knew the time has come.
他今次他现在要上去耶路撒冷的时候
he knew that he's going to go to Jerusalem.
是他要得到荣耀和成全神旨意的时候,
and he knew that he's going to fulfill God's plan.
这是第十八章第十八到十九节这样讲。
Chapter 20, verses
18-19 says, 他预言他自己将要发生的事。
He foretell what is going to happen to himself.
他说人子要交给祭司长和文字，他们要定他的罪，死罪。又第十九章交给外邦人，将他弃弄鞭打，钉在十字架上。第三日，他要复活。
And the Son of Man will be delivered over the chief priest and scribe, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day.
这个差不多outline了他整个要来会发生在他身上的事情。
So here it outlines what happened in the next few days.
跟着四福音的作者在他们的福音书里面。
In the following, the author of the four Gospels.
四个作者用了差不多三分之一的篇幅来讲述
And they delegated more than one third of the writing to record the time what happened to Jesus. From the time when Jesus entering the town, to the last week when Jesus was in Jerusalem.
正如耶稣刚才所预言，预早话咗俾佢知嘅一样。
It's just like the same Jesus how. He knew himself to be on those days.
现在来到的耶路撒冷，是马太福音第21章。
Now we come to chapter 21 when Jesus was in Jerusalem.
他讲到耶稣已经知道和安排一切将要发生的事情。
Talks about that Jesus knew in advance and everything that's going to happen to him.
这个是耶稣他第一次用来公开给人知道。
And that actually was the first time Jesus let the people know that who he was.
要让人去知道和尊认他就是那位要来的王。
Let people know that he was the king and the Messiah.
他讲到他叫那些门徒要过去对面那条村。
He asked the disciple to go to the village in front of him.
你会见到呢，就有一匹驴咧，就绑住喺嗰度。
And they would see the donkey tied on the tree.
仲有个驴驹，即系好细只，即系细只嘅驴。
A colt and the donkey.
你睇到之后咧，你就解开佢，将佢带到嚟我呢度。
And untie them and bring them to me.
佢点解要咁做咧？
Why did he do that?
第四节佢讲好奇，好咩嘢？佢话这是成就。 就是要应验先知的话说。In
verse 4, he said, "This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet."
先知的话是讲到撒加利亚第九章第九节的说话。He
is actually the prophet reference to a book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 9.
就喺佢第五节咁样讲。
Yeah, verse 9 says,
第五节，就是马太呢度第五节，佢话要对锡安的居民说：看啊，你的王来到你这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就住骑着驴驹子。
It says, "Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on the donkey and a colt and full of the donkey."
呢佢就讲呢佢就系雅各佢预言犹大家嗰位永远掌权嘅王。
This is he fulfilled the Jacob's prophecies.
佢预言嗰个雅各预言到喺犹大家里面有一个永远去掌权嘅嗰个王。
It prophesied the king that who will rule forever.
佢骑住呢个驴子嚟到呢度。
And will ride on the donkey.
佢嚟到佢自己嘅京城去作王。
And will come to the capital and the town.
佢嚟到佢天父嘅殿嘅里，佢嘅家嘅里面。
Will come to his father's temple.
第二，佢咁样去安排系佢嘅咩意思咧？
Why did he arrange all that?
第二就话要让人去知道。
So that people would know.
神的国和神的救恩和这个世界上的对神的国，这个世界的国和神的这个世界上的国和世界上的所谓的救恩是有所不同。
So the people who know the salvation is different in this world.
神看的国和神看的救恩
In God's eye, the His kingdom is salvation.
从人在世上所要看的国和看的救恩的观念是完全倒转过来。
It's totally reversed when how human beings see that in the world.
但是对那些不信的人来讲，
especially to those who don't believe,
耶稣这样做法反而使他的心更加的刚硬。
Their heart would be hardened.
更加的拒绝，就更加想要杀咗佢。
They would further reject Christ and want to kill him.
因为耶稣咁样做，完全都唔似佢哋心目中所有嘅尼赛亚君呢个君王嘅形象。
Because the image of Christ is totally different than what they envision.
犹太人嘅心目中个王系点嘅啦？
How is the king that the Jewish back then envisioned?
王系应该要好勇猛、好有力嘅。
The king should be brave and powerful.
我骑着个高大嘅战马嚟到
，riding on a war horse.
如果谂下，如果一个王骑住一个好驴驹仔去打仗
，rather a king riding on a donkey to on a war.
喺边度有力量啊
？That wouldn't be powerful.
系个死梗嘅咧，呢个王。
For sure, he's gonna die.
温柔，你睇好多人嘅眼中系睇嚟一个弱者。
A gentle character to many is a weakness.
是一个很容易受伤害和毫无抵抗力。
Is vulnerable and unable to defend himself.
而且一匹驴驹是仆人的坐骑。
And a donkey is actually a steel for a servant.
但是天上的王耶稣基督。
But however, the heavenly king.
在这里你看到他将他自己放在一个仆人的地位上面。
And he put himself here in the position of a servant.
在腓立比书第二章第六到第八节。
In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 8.
他说基督，他本有神的形，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺，反倒虚己，退了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有了人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服。以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Here it says, he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
这个讲到人的得救是经由软弱，而不是经由力量。
Here is talked about the human salvation is through humble and through gentleness.
神用人眼中睇嚟系软弱嘅、好圆绝嘅十字架。
God used something, the cross, like something to human view is stupid, is foolish.
佢轻覆咗人对呢个君王呢个嘅咁嘅形象。
It totally opposite the human view of a king.
好叫你同我亦都同。能够成为一个温柔的君王
，so that you and I can be a gentle king.
救恩是我们的王耶稣将自己放在奴仆的地位上边。
And Jesus is our king. He put himself in the position of a servant.
相反来讲
，and quite opposite.
罪是奴仆将他自己放到喺嗰度做王的地位上边。
Quite opposite. Sin put ourselves become king.
罪使到人以为自己就是王。
Sin makes us feel like we are the king.
不需要神可以自主。
So we don't need God and we are self-sufficient.
罪使到人以为自己可以掌控自己的生命。
Sin mistakenly makes us feel that we can control our life.
你都可以掌控去隔离别人的人的生命。
And also able to control other people's life.
两岁的小孩已经懂得 向大人说 no.
A two-year-old child can say no to the adult.
小孩可以藉着他大喊大叫去命令大人去控制大人。
Through throwing tantrums, screaming and crying, a child commands an adult.
但是如果父母任由他们这样养，而他得到他想要得到的东西的时候，
so the parent continue to allow a child to do that，
正助长了他们以为他们自己就是小霸王的这个观念。
Unfortunately, the idea for this child to become a little tyrant.
但是无论是大人或者小孩，
no matter an adult or a child,
我们很快就会知道，
we soon be realized.
这个世界上，包括我们自己的生命，
in this world, including our lives,
其实都不在我们自己的掌管的里面。
It's not in our control.
在我们以为我们可以凭自己的努力可以清理我们的烂摊子，
we might thought that we have the ability to clean up our own mess，
在我们以为我们可以做得好一点我们就可以得救，
and we thought that we're going to do our best and we got saved，
但事实上我们没有人可以这样做得到，
in fact no one can do this，
对家长当有困难来的时候，
especially when the trouble comes，
我们就会埋怨神话，
We might blame God.
我已经做得咁好啦，点解我仲会有咁多困难呢？
We have done so well. Wow, how come I still so have so much trouble?
好似喺度话神啊，你欠咗我噶。
So we blame God for not helping us.
又或者我哋会埋怨自己。
And we might blame ourselves.
我哋自己做得唔够好。
We didn't do good enough.
但虽然喺咁多嘅失望同埋伤痛嘅里面。
And among many of disappointment and pain,
我们人仍然不以神为我们生命的王，
and we still not willing to accept God in our lives.
因为神定不是任由人来控制他，
because God will not let human to control their own lives.
人的罪性使到人转向其他的东西去寻求去帮助，
the nature of sins will We make human beings to seek other things to control their lives.
第一神人只是想到在这一度和这一刻的事情。
We only think about the problem at the present time.
我们想要解决的就是我现在所面对的那个问题。
We only want to seek to resolve the problem now.
当你讲到那些教义性的教导的时候，我觉得很抽象。
And a lot of time the Bible and the teaching of the Bible we feel very abstract.
但是一讲到一些很多贴身的问题，比如家庭的关系的时候，
but when we talk about the real problem, the practical problem we are facing,
你讲几场我都觉得 OK 的。
No matter how long you talk about it, I feel okay with it.
不要搞错，将我搞错。
Don't be mistaken.
其实我们两样都同样的重要。
These two things are equally important.
教义和应用同样的重要。
And doctrines and the teaching are equally important.
但是我们的应用是要基于正确的解经 hermeneutic.
Then how we apply to it, we should know the Bible correctly.
应用是基于正确的教义。
And we should apply to the right doctrines.
正经话我们人需要的不是只是得到治疗得到很舒服。
Bible said, man is not only seeking for therapeutics,
而是先要有生命的改变。
And we should seek the change of our lives.
人需要的不是好像音乐会那些那么震撼 的经验。
We're not seeking, just like when we go to concert, a stunning experience.
人需要的要被圣灵充满。
We need the filling of the Holy Spirit.
在神的话语的里面去落功夫。
And we need to put words, put effort into learning God's word.
在我们信服神的话语的里面去成长。
So that when we obey God's word, we will grow.
第二，当人不以神为我们生命的王的时候。
Second, when we don't put God as our king of our lives,
而又唔肯接受我哋人我哋自身嘅限制
，and we don't, and also at the same time we don't accept our inability.
喺当中去知道自己有限制嘅时候，去依靠神
，and we don't recognize that how limitless we are, and we don't accept God.
但系我哋宁愿去依靠其他嘅人或者事物。
But we rather a lot of time we rely on others and other things.
好叫能够得到保障同埋我哋人生嘅意义。
And we seek others to acquire the assurance.
喺我哋今日咁政治咁不安嘅里面。
When we face the political uncertainty today,
很多人去依靠政府或者去某一个领袖,
and many people rely on government or certain political leaders,
人置他们为救星,
and regarded them as the savior,
去为能够去解决社会问题的方法,
and regarded them to solve any social problem.
人去以一个权力来为他的偶像,
they regard a power as the idol,
而忽略了其实这些领袖也都是罪人,
and meanwhile all these leaders, they are sinners themselves,
定不完全,
they are not perfect,
罪人因着自私和骄傲,
man's selfishness and pride,
使到这个权力欲或者掌控欲变得更加可怕,
turns the desire of power into more terrifying.
所以我们每一个政府每一个领袖,
so every government, every leader,
都是他们都需要神的救助,
they also need the salvation of God.
当我们不以神为我们生命的王的时候,
so when we don't let God to be our king in our life,
第三就是说我们可能去依靠一些灵界的事物,
third, we might relying on some spiritual thing.
比如中国人很喜欢在新年的时候说去算命,
like many Chinese like fortune telling, especially during New Year.
去看看我一年的运程,
we want to know the fortune of the coming year.
又去迷信那些风水、占卜等等,
and superstitiously believe in feng shui.
美国人也都受到新纪元的影响,
for the Americans, they might be influenced by the new age.
也都有那些psychic和灵界接触,
and belief of the psychic and the contact of the spiritual world.
想去知道将来要发生什么事情,
and for the same reason, want to know about their own future.
不要觉得奇怪这些东西你全家整行都是留心去看,
and when you look around, you see a lot of psychics, all these things on the street.
但是知不知这些一切的背后,
but you know, behind all these things,
都有某种邪灵的势力在,
and there's some evil power behind it,
要控制人的生命,
and the purpose of that is to control someone's life.
所以圣经是禁止我们去接触这些通灵的占卜和算命,
and this is the reason why the Bible forbids us from contact those psychics.
反而圣经去命令我们去寻求和敬拜那位创造万物的主,
rather the Bible tells us we should worship our creator.
第四大的今有很多的年轻人,
fourth, in the young generations today,
去选择去逃避,
they might choose to escape.
我都见过有很多大学毕业的人躲在家去打机,
I've seen many college graduates who rather play video games at home.
有些藉着性爱或者药物去麻痹他自己,
some use sex and drugs to numb themselves,
麻痹他自己的不安和痛苦,
to numb the uneasiness and pain.
但是耶稣今天正在呼唤我们,
however, Jesus is calling us today.
他说我就是你们生命的王,
he said, I am the king of your life.
正经说在他里面有公义和怜悯,
Bible said in him there is righteousness and
mercy. 他是以公义和真理来统治这个世界,
and he ruled this world with righteousness,
去管理我们的生命,
and manages our lives.
这个世界是神所创造的,
this world is created by God.
无论你承认也好, 否认也好,
whether you admit it or not,
耶稣就是这个世界的真正的王,
Jesus is the true king of this world.
当这个世界是这么混乱不安似乎失去了控制的时候,
when this world is in chaos, it seems to be loss of control,
耶稣他的死和他的复活,
and Jesus through his death and resurrection,
他胜过一切他的和我们的仇敌,
he overcome everything, his enemy and our enemy.
他去胜过我们不能够胜过的,
he also victorious over stuff that we cannot.
我们不能够胜过的那个罪恶、死亡和撒旦,
he victorious over death and sin and Satan.
这个自称是世界的王的撒旦，
the Satan who claimed he is the king of the world，
已经是 被赶了出去，
and he was expelled by Christ，
在耶稣基督的十字架和复活上面，
for Christ his death on the cross，
耶稣已经胜过了这个撒旦，
he victorious over Satan。
今天耶稣要求人降服在他的管治之下，
today Christ is calling usto be guarded by him，
尤其是我们基督徒，
especially us as a Christian，
耶稣可以说是我们的好朋友，是我们的好牧人，
Jesus is our friend, is our shepherd，
没错，他是，
yes he is indeed，
但是除非他是我们的王，
but unless he is our king，
他对我们来说什么都不是，
otherwise he's nothing to us。
也都正如大神同大卫嘅立咗立个约
，just like God, His promise to David。
讲到耶稣作王系直到永永远远嘅。
He talked about Jesus the King is forever。
啊，唔系净系某一个时间。
It's not only certain time。
系神系将神将佢尊为至高嘅时候，将佢永远嘅王权系摆喺佢嗰度。
And God gave Jesus。The king, the throne forever.
在末日新天新地来的时候，
In the ends of time,
一切都要更新，
everything will be renewed.
万物都要因此而会欢呼去赞美，
every creature will be praising God.
赞美这个德胜的万王之王，万主之主，
will be praising this king, this.
在今日我们看21章的宗主之宗主
In chapter 21, we look at the Palm Sunday.
正預表咗喺啟示錄裏面第七章講到嘅個真正嘅宗主日。
This foreshadows or in Revelation chapter 7 about the Palm Sunday.
佢話之後，我觀看有許多的人，沒有人能數過來，要從各國、各族、國民、各方來的。他站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿着棕柱枝，大声喊着说：愿救恩归于坐在宝座上的我们的神，也归于羔羊。
Revelation chapter 7. After this, I looked and behold a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, all tribes, and people and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes.With palm branches in their hand and crying out a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God, which sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
所以耶稣是我们永远的盼望，永远的赞美。
So Jesus is our hope and our salvation.
最后我们可以称耶稣为我们的王。
So that at last we can call Jesus our King.
是因为耶稣是一位温柔而有怜悯的王。
Because he is a gentle and merciful king.
我知道公义的神，他万不以有罪为无罪。
Righteous God is just. He punished the guilty ones.
他必要去停罚罪。
And he will punish sin.
但是我们连有怜悯的神。
At the same time, he is a merciful God.
希伯来书第二章第十四到十五节这么说。
In Hebrew, Chapter 2, verses 14 and 15.
这位有怜悯的神，他吞噬成了血肉之体。
This merciful God shared in flesh and blood.
即是说来到我们人的地位上面。
That means that he became a man.
他得要藉着死。
A full death.
即是在十字架上，他背负我们人类一切的罪债。
So that on the cross he bore all our sin.
在那里做什么呢？要败坏。那个掌死权的就是魔鬼。
Where he, there he destroyed the one who had the power of death.
那个世界的王，那个控制人心的那个的魔鬼。
This is the one who controls people's lives.
定要释放他一生因为怕死而为奴隶的我们，即是人。
We can be delivered and no longer be a slave.
将我们将我们救赎出来
，so that we can be rescued。
将我们救赎出来，归于俾我们嘅新嗰、那个新嘅王。 就是耶稣基督。
So that we can be part of the King Jesus.
我哋见到公义同怜悯相遇喺十字架嘅上边。
On the cross, we see this righteous and mercy.
啊，救恩就系天地嘅王，佢嚟成为个奴仆。
Salvation is this King who becomes a servant.
嚟到个里面释放嗰啲被罪啊捆绑嘅人。
So that we can be delivered a sinner who is saved of sin.
释放嗰啲被因为怕死啊，被怕死呢个去奴役嘅。
Or deliver those who fear in sin.
啊，呢个恩典系我哋唔能够赚得到。
And this grace is not something that we can earn.
亦都唔系我哋人可以配得到。
It's not something that we deserved.
但系当我哋去承认自己个罪嘅时候
，But when we admit our own sin,
系作约翰一书第一章第九节。
Book of John, chapter 1, verse 1.
当我哋承认若自认自己嘅罪
，When we acknowledge our own sin，
即系去呼求啊主啊和撒那啊，求你救我啊
！We call out Hosanna to save us。
啊，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
God is righteous and just, and He will forgive our sin。
啊，洗净我们一切的不义
，and cleanse all our filthiness。
就喺嗰度嘅事，喺个嗰度嘅当中，
Through them,
我哋知道神系几咁嘅去爱我哋。
We know how much God loved us.
啊，几咁嘅喺去接纳我哋，甚至成为佢嘅儿女。
And He accepts us and to be a children of His.
我哋嗰个不安，我哋嗰个悲伤嘅心情，先至能够得到安抚。
So that our suffering, an east heart can be comforted.
苦难不是神给的惩罚。
Suffering is not a punishment from God.
这个罪的惩罚，耶稣基督已经在十字架上为我们付上了。
The punishment of sin, Jesus already bore that on the cross.
但是神藉着这个苦难去改变我们的生命。
But rather, God used suffering to change our lives.
好叫我们的生命能够为主所用。
So that our life can be used by Him.
啊，我哋嘅生命唔系再系定系为咗我哋自己嘅小王国。
So that our lives not only we are not living for our own good.
乃系话系好似马太福音第十六章廿四节咁样讲。
Just like in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24.
系耶稣话：如果若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起佢嘅十字架。
Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
一阵我哋会唱个诗歌125一样。
Just like the hymn we're about to sing, hymn number 125.
呢个十字架系去提醒我哋。
And this cross is to remind